This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
2 weeks ago, the Washington Post ran an op-ed by a student at George Washington University calling for the administration to change the name of the university. He also wants to change the motto, the mascot, and even the names on some of the buildings on campus. The reason, as you might have guessed, is racism. A few commentators have pointed to the irony of the fact that the student's op-ed that wanted to change the university's name of Washington appeared in the Washington Post. Of course, it has the name because that's the name of the city, which is Washington. But I might say to the student who is a senior and I assume will graduate soon that he should act on his convictions and drop out of this university. He knows that the name won't be changed, so you have the name of the founder he believes is a racist on his diploma. Does he not understand that George Washington University will be on every resume he ever submits to an employer? Does he not understand that if someone asks him where he went to school, he'll have to say the name George Washington? Don't just virtue signal. Act on your convictions. Drop out of the university you contend has not addressed the main issues of systemic racism and inequality still present on campus. But first things first. If we should change the name of a university name for a founder who did have slaves and released them at his death, shouldn't we at first change the name of a university that carries the name of a man who was responsible for overseeing the slave trade in America? That would be Yale University. Elihu Yale may not have owned slaves, but he certainly did oversee the slave trade. Of course, Yale won't change its name because that brand is recognized worldwide. But it would make as much sense to change the name of Yale University as to change the name George Washington University. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.